This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Monday, U.S. President Donald Trump urged U.S. states to crack down on violent protests that have engulfed cities. Several media outlets reported the president made a private call to governors saying, quote, you have to dominate. If you don't dominate, you're wasting your time. They're going to run over you. You're going to look like a bunch of jerks, end quote. He reportedly also said to arrest people to restore order after a sixth straight night of vandalism and looting. It all stems from anti-racism, anti-police brutality protest over the weekend, that from George Floyd's death. The former police officer charged in the case is due to make his first appearance in a Minnesota court soon. Three other officers with him at the arrest have been fired but do not face any charges. George Floyd is the black man who died while being detained by police 1 week ago. He stopped breathing after a police officer knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes, at one point saying he couldn't breathe. U.S. health officials warn there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protests of the death of George Floyd. Protesters have been seen with and without masks at demonstrations around the United States in recent days. Social distancing is hard to observe in normal conditions, but it all is almost impossible during a protest. With nearly 1.8 million COVID-19 infections, the U.S. has more cases than anywhere else in the world. There have been more than 100,000 COVID-19 deaths in the states. Worldwide, nearly 6.2 million people have been infected, and more than 372,000 of them have died. The World Health Organization stressed Monday the new coronavirus has not suddenly become less pathogenic, following claims by a leading Italian doctor that COVID-19 had lost some of its potency. If you'd like more on these and other stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.